Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea and sit back and let's chat about what is happening in the skies above. It's one of those mornings where it's difficult in the beginning, hard to start off. It's kind of a sleepy morning here, kind of cloudy, cool. I woke up this morning and it was 56 degrees in my house. We left windows open when we went to bed, totally forgot about them. Yeah, we paid the price. So anyway, hopefully you're all having a great day so far. And we are still sitting here today with the moon in Gemini. So we have a communicative and restless, motion-oriented moon, emotionally connected to information perhaps and learning new things. We are also at the point of the Mars square Pluto exact aspect that creates a little bit of disturbance in the force. We also have Saturn today in a quintile to Chiron. Now, quintile means we are dividing the 360 degree circle or zodiac into, or horoscope wheel, into divided by five. So a quintile then is taking that number and dividing it by five. And in that particular energy, we see where talents and so forth come up, where there's a sort of flow between the energies that create multiple pathways of talent or the expression of talent. And it can be disturbing only because sometimes if you have more than one quintile, you might have more than one or two or even three, sometimes up to five things that you might be really good at. And it makes it hard to choose which way to go, which is a great segue into our new Pleiadian Earth Energy Week, which takes us now to the one choosing. And choosing in the Mayan calendar was Eb, which was the representation of a road, sort of coming to the fork in the road and having to choose which way to go. And that's what choosing energy is all about. And it's our umbrella energy for the next 13 days spiraling of consciousness. Even though each day has its own energy, we're coming to a point now where we have sort of this umbrella energy talking to us about what our choices are and how are we choosing what we're choosing and why are we choosing what we're choosing, being very aware of the possibility of choice and the responsibility of your choices. So we'll talk more about that. Literally, that is it for the day. There isn't a whole lot going on. We are in the shadow of Uranus turning retrograde. So I think what we will do is today we'll do some card readings. I have the goddess cards, dragon cards, galactic, Mayan, the seven energies, Woto, and spirit animals, if I didn't say that one already. And we can do a few of those today so that we don't have so many tomorrow. And that seems like a good way to use up our time this morning. So let's go back. First of all, let me go say good morning to people who are checking in here. And I see lots of you already. J-Lo, good morning. And Loanne, good morning. Hello, Amy. I know, brr, chilly, right? It's got a very fall feel. Yet today our high is going to be 67, but on Sunday, 83. So we're going to jump. So now I'll end up going from sweaters to tank tops for those next few days that it's going to be warm again. Summer will return to the Pacific Northwest. Amanda Jeffs, good morning. And Kimberly, Allison, and Mimi, hello. Amanda says we have storms here, cooling it off. We don't get many storms here. I mean, in the winter, sure, we have these patterns, you know, of rain things that come through, but we're not a thunder, lightning, a heavy wind kind of place. We do get wind periodically, but definitely not a summertime effect. That's usually winter and fall. Good morning, Camilla and Rueda and Elisa, Ursula, hello, and Christine Buckingham, hello to you. Rueda says, hi, dragon, if possible, please. Ah, so I'm going to put Rueda down. Please don't everybody inundate me right now, though, because I'm going to start talking about the day, and I won't be able to keep up with that. So I will definitely, Maya, for Ursula. Okay, that's it. I'm not taking any more until later. Okay, so don't do it. Ursula, Maya. Okay, got it. So Valerie, good morning to you. Monique, hello. And Jen Lack, good morning. Allison says, Woto, please. I knew I shouldn't have said anything yet. Oh, you guys crack me up. But I love it that you love card readings. I love them too. So I totally get it. JLo says, I heard thunder here already. Ay, 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 Puffing Pixie. Good morning from the PNW too. Ah, hi, Puffing Pixie. Where are you here in Washington? So that would be awesome to, or Oregon even, Pacific Northwest. It's a big place. Let's go and talk a little bit right now about the moon in the sign of Gemini today. We have two transits of the moon, one that happens early in the day, the other, it doesn't happen until, if you're on the East Coast, it doesn't happen until 1 a.m, but for here on the West Coast, that puts it about 10 o'clock tonight. So likely an effect in your dreams this evening is a square from the moon to Neptune. And the moon in Gemini and Neptune in the sign of Pisces. So we have the very spiritual, imaginative, creative energy going on with Neptune in the sign of Pisces. But with the moon in Gemini, it could be bringing us messages and bringing us those symbolic dreams, the ones that, you know, are kind of hard sometimes to decipher because it's filled with all of these different symbols and what have you. So be prepared for that one. But likely, again, that's not happening until at least 10 p.m. this evening, my time, and won't be in effect for us pretty much during the day, although we might start to feel a little bit muddled in our thinking. We might not be able to see things so clearly, like what we thought was exactly what we wanted suddenly gets a little bit murky, a little hard to see, unclear vision, watch out for emotional communication, or is it emotional miscommunication? Either way. So avoid long-term commitments if you can from late in the day today until after we get up in the morning tomorrow. The biggest aspect of the day for the moon anyway is a sextile to Mercury, Mercury being Gemini's ruler, and a sextile meaning a sharing back and forth of the qualities of these two signs, Mercury in Leo and moon in Gemini. Things run smoothly today, so don't go looking for problems, even though there are some. Right? There are some transits today that might be triggering some under the scene, behind the scenes, behind the curtain kind of energies or experiences. Most things today are going to run fairly smoothly because the ruler of the planet, I mean, the ruler of the sign the moon is in, Gemini, and Mercury are in a good relationship with one another. We could clearly understand what is going on around us. We may see things incredibly clear, only to be followed by the muddled thinking later of the moon squaring Neptune. But for the most part of the day, we have some clarity perhaps in our thinking processes and in how we're seeing the world, how we're seeing what's going on in the world, how we're seeing what's going on in our own personal lives as well, in our relationships, in our finances, in our work, in our health, in our, you know, go all the way around the wheel if you want. Whatever house this is, these two things are coming together in, you're going to see the relationship quite clearly. Let's see. Let's take a look real quickly so I can kind of show you how this works. Oops, that is not what I wanted to do. Here we go. I'm going to bring up the chart of the day, which will look sort of similar to a person's chart. We'll just pretend it is a person. And where we're going to find the sextile is between the moon in Gemini and Mercury, Gemini's ruler over here in Leo. Note that Mercury is at 16 degrees of Leo and the moon is at 12. So they haven't, or at least it was at 6:47 this morning. So it's probably a closer now, maybe another degree or two to becoming that exact sextile. So there would be two houses affected in this chart of this person, the ninth house of vision and expansion, and seeing other cultures and how the interconnection between all of the peoples on the planet, and the 11th house of hopes, wishes, dreams, but also people that they're associated with. So we have the mutual sort of support of Leo energy being a part of a group and expansion of your horizons, if you will. So in this case, we could say that this transit today or this aspect today creates an expansion through friends or through your associates, the people that you hang out with, of your mind or of seeing things from a higher perspective or even from a different perspective. If you've always looked at it through a tunnel, suddenly the tunnel has broadened out into a cave and you see things in a different way. So it's a good energy. Sextiles are 60 degrees, and that is a positive expression of the energies in those planets. Now, when we look at the moon in a square to Neptune, Neptune is over here in Pisces, right here at 20 degrees. So it won't be until the moon gets to 20 degrees of Gemini that then we have this square that will form. And a square is 90 degrees. That is a challenging aspect. So there's usually something we have to work through in order to be able to use the energies to our benefit. So we have, for example, the moon in Gemini, very communicative, very much restless and in motion. And we have Neptune in Pisces that clears or doesn't make things clear for us, muddles the things up. So we might be spinning our wheels, if you were, kind of trying to make action or take, you know, steps, but we can't get the traction that we need. So if you have dreams, for example, that are, you probably had these in the past where you feel like you're running in your dream and you can't get anywhere, that might be sort of an energy in the dream state this evening. Don't be worried too much about that. It's a dream, but it might be showing you in your own personal life where you're trying to get ahead. And the more you try to get ahead, the further behind you feel that you are. So that would be here in the workplace. That's where Neptune is in this person's chart, or in the body, health perhaps, and in the ninth house, changing one's perspective, raising one's consciousness level. So this might seem to suggest that in order to take action, on one's health, we might have to raise our perspective, changing our minds in order to be able to do that. So that's what that square, finding obstacles to it. Maybe even with Neptune, some discovery of some self-sabotage, right? Play, because it's the ruler of the 12th house in the natural chart. Maybe there's some self-sabotage going on, you know, knowing that, you know, you need a specific thing for your body and completely doing the opposite or not doing it at all. So that might be a possibility. It's also the workplace here. So maybe having to work through the toxins in a workplace, maybe looking at the relationships in the workplace and seeing how your perspective of the people around you might need to change, or seeing how other people's perspectives in the workplace change and how that affects you as well. So hopefully that's helpful. And let's take a look over here, see if there's any questions from people about their own charts. And Andy girl, good morning. Camilla says, I would love a Mayan card too. Okay, girls, Camilla and Andy, Camilla and Andy. And that is Mayan. They both want Mayan. Nice. I love those Mayan cards. They're absolutely fab. Okay. And Andy says it's 11:11. I love it. Jennifer Peachy, good morning. Amy says, haha, with my Pisces and Gemini stellium natally, I am used to this energy. True. And you know what's possible here is that, Amy, maybe you see something new pulls out of the field for you that then you can do something more with that energy. JLo, I see that you want a galactic. I love those cards too. There aren't any cards I have that I don't like. Patricia Woto and Pixie, Puffing Pixie. I'm just going to put Pixie if that's okay. Whatever. Oh, okay. Perfect. And Jen Goddess. Okay. I don't know if we'll get to that many, but we'll see if I can swing this. Alrighty. So, any questions anybody has, put them here in the chat. Also, just a quick thumbs up if you are liking the videos that I do, and subscribe if you have not yet done so. I wanted to tell you guys yesterday, and I totally forgot this. There are two characteristics that you have to have fulfilled in order to get your YouTube channel monetized. One is the number of subscribers. It has to be up to 1,000. And the second is you have to have 4,000 watch hours in order to be able to monetize the channel. Well, I'm at 460, I think it was, subscribers, but I've hit the 4,000 hours. So I only need another, what would that be, 500 and some subscribers. That seems so monumental to me. It also seems so easy because I'm always going along subscribing to channels. But it seems to be the one sticking point. So please, if you have friends that, you know, you can talk to, have them subscribe to my channel if they want to. I mean, come on, I don't want to break people's arms trying to get them to do that. But also the thumbs up also helps. And also interacting, you know, with the channel through comments and so forth. Christine, any card? Christine Buckingham, right? And Allison says, these planets are in the 2nd, 10th, and 11th houses. Any idea what's going on? Well, tell me which ones are 2nd, 10th, and 11th houses. There's no like common theme except money in the 2nd house, career in the 10th, and your hopes and dreams and visions in the 11th. So, but you know, that I need to know what the actual connection is, right? Is it the sextile from the 2nd to the 11th and the square is from the 2nd to the, you know, tell me that, tell me more about that. So Amy, we can do it. Janet, everyone share. Thank you, Amy. I appreciate that. Augustina says, hello, everybody. Loanne and Spirit Animal. Good morning, Loanne. It's good to see you. And okay. Now let's go for a moment to Puffing Pixie. We'll subscribe my other profile since I'm all sweet. That's nice. Thank you very much. Sounds like Kitty is better. She is, but she is being a pain in my backside. I will tell you that. This morning, she's just sitting there meowing at me. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't speak meow. Tell me what you want. I fed her. She's been outside. Her box is clean. I've pet her. I've spent time with her. She's out there meowing right now. So I have no idea. It disturbs me a little bit when she behaves this way. Any animal behaves that way. Like, what is up in the atmosphere today that you have to be that vocal? So anyway, if I had the time, I would go grab her and put her on my lap, but then she would just make me all furry. I'm already all furry because I chose to wear black this morning plus pet her. Anyway, let's go back to our astrology of the day. Today, remember, is the Mars square Pluto exact. And we were dealing with that a bit yesterday as we were bringing in that energy. It was getting closer to exact. Then I thought of a couple of other things to think about here because Mars square Pluto is about striving for success. The Pluto, Pluto in your astrology is in Capricorn, Mars is in Aries. That puts them in that 90 degree angle. In your human design, Pluto sitting up at the gate 61, where we're meant to be looking at the world through awe and magic and with wonder, but instead we greet it with old patterns and old beliefs and old ways of being. And Mars is over in Aries, a sign he rules. He's the warrior right now of his own sign. And he is in there with Chiron, the black moon Lilith, and Eris, shaking up the paradigm in creating a pathway, I believe, for new beginnings. But sometimes those new beginnings come in fits and starts and with conflict and all these, you know, strange things that happen. So if we are in a process of striving for success in our lives in one way or another, then we have to do this carefully with this kind of a transit. It's easy to get so into what you're doing that you're stepping on people and not realizing it. So thus creating enemies behind the scenes or people who want to put stumbling blocks in your path or, you know, stones that you trip over. So have a plan for success. If you are putting out a project or you are putting up, you know, going to look for a new job or you're doing anything of importance in your life, do it with a plan, right? That's the best way right now. These are, you know, Pluto's in an earth sign. They appreciate the practical step-by-step approach. Mars is a little erratic, right? He's got a lot of power here to just do whatever he wants boldly. And if you do that without a plan, it's easy to get caught up or walk on people, become ruthless in your endeavor, and to then create a situation where people are trying to stop you, right? They're resisting your forward motion. So trying to be activated, but without being ruthless or falling into jealousy or doing underhanded things, because all of that could blow up on you, you know, later. So do things with integrity, with clarity, and with a plan, and that should make things a whole lot easier for us. This is literally, if we're really pushed into the highest expression of this energy, this is productivity with a plan that is very empowered. So I would like to have a productive plan where I can get things done in an empowered way, right? And we can do that. But we have to actually have the plan, work the plan, and stay out of the more negative energies that can pop up here, where we, you know, color outside of the lines of integrity, staying in our lines of integrity, good, outside, not so good, right? So, and it may not be that it blows up on you all at once either. It can be a series of blow ups over time that then you go, God, I guess I did do something wrong here. So being very careful with that and the actions that you take, but also knowing that it's not going to stop just because I'm telling you how to behave doesn't mean that other people out there are going to know that intrinsically. You know, if we're really listening to our inner voices, we know better, but there's going to be a lot of underhandedness that's going on out there. There's a lot of ruthlessness and people that want to hold on to their power, that will do anything, lie, cheat, steal, misinform, create, you know, issues. So there is that going on. We as individuals just have to keep pulling ourselves up and making sure we are walking the high road and keeping our thoughts focused on what it is we really desire, not what it is that we see happening out there, right? But if you see something happening out there that is not right, being quiet about it is also not the right path, right? Exposing it, making it known. So kind of a tricky little energy, very highly activated right now. And it isn't the first time. I mean, this isn't the last time that Mars will square Pluto, because remember, he's headed toward retrograde. And when he does, he will retrograde back into the square with Pluto and then go direct again and cross back over this. So we are going to learn this lesson repeatedly, right? We don't get to just have it the one time. Nope, we get to do it a couple times. Also today, Saturn in a quintile to Chiron. So like I said, quintiles divide the wheel in five. So if you take 360 degrees and you divide it by five, you get 72. Now you get, now my mind just went blank. Holy cow, Janet, 360 degrees divided by five is 72. Okay, why didn't that sound right? So 72 degrees. So that is the space between Saturn and Chiron. It implies a relationship between Saturn and Chiron. Well, if you look at what Saturn represents, it represents our authority, our ability to stay within integrity, to color within the lines, to build a solid foundation, right? To have walls and a floor that are built not upon sand, but on rock or a solid foundation. And then from there, we can build up, right? Or out. So we have to have that solid foundation. That's the Saturn piece here. Now, Chiron has been in Aries, and it is about he's teaching us there about interdependence, about how we're all interconnected, and how, you know, no man or woman is an island, and we all need each other, right? We are all interconnected. Even if you take the most polar opposite person from yourself, you are still connected, right? Because you're human, and so are they. Now, I know some of you out there probably think they're not, they're reptilian or something else, but they're still humans here on the planet. And as such, we are all interconnected, or they are still life forms on the planet, and we are all interconnected as well, interdependent. And so Chiron is helping to point out where we've been codependent, where we've been too dependent, or where we've been overly independent, where we don't think we need anybody to help us. So we are feeling competent and capable as individuals, but don't forget that we need to balance all of that competency and that capability with embracing other people that want to come along with us or that can help us to, you know, do even more. So we have the group balance versus the personal needs balance that we need to keep. Healing through being responsible, right? That's the other thing, for your own self, being responsible for you and your reactions, your choices, which is interesting considering today is the new Pleiadian energy of choice, of choosing. We'll talk about that in a minute. So being very much aware of how your choices in this particular instance affect what can happen for you. The quintile has a real talent for being able to achieve something. So with Saturn and Chiron, it is our ability to be both competent and capable as an individual, but to also see where it is that other people need to be factored in, where we are all helping one another. In other words, to be able to get further with our goals. So remembering that if you need something, don't feel like you have to be super independent and you can't ask. I'm going to give you a great example, and I'm hoping my daughter isn't listening this morning, but, and I hope Wesley's not listening because we're doing a surprise birthday party for him this weekend. And it's a themed party. He was born in 1990. It's his 30th birthday. So we are holding a themed birthday party. And there are three of us, me and my two daughters, that were planning this. And it's costumes. So we're wearing costumes and, you know, there's food involved and decorations and all of that. Well, my youngest daughter, who is a manifesting generator, took on doing all of it. Heather and I are supposed to do our own parts and it's all done. She did it all. And even though, you know, we had our specific roles, she did all the work. And while I'm grateful for that, it just shows you how sometimes that energy of doing can get so out of control, you forget that you don't have to take this all on. And the stress is involved in something like that, right? Going to the stores, getting all the plans made, et cetera, et cetera. So again, while I'm grateful that all of that is done and I did not have to do much of that, on the other hand, it can show you how quickly and how easy it is to take over something and forget that there are other people out there that had a role to play. So Chiron and Saturn, right? The talent for being able to keep to your own job and get what you need done and to also allow other people in to do what they need to do. So that's today. I didn't even realize that was happening, as in last night when my daughter texted me and she said, I got everything. No need for you guys to go to the store or do anything. And I'm like, what? So crazy, right? And you know, no, a party, it's not a huge party because obviously we still have COVID we're dealing with, but there's still a lot to put together, right? So anyway, amazing. She's an amazing young woman, but totally has the moon in Aries. No, she has the moon in Cancer and her rising sign is Aries. She just moved right on in and did what she needed to do, regardless that the other two of us wanted to do something too. Let's look at the Pleiadian energy and then we can go into the card readings. So today we start our new 13-day week. I hope some of you got a chance yesterday to go into the void, to just spend some quiet time, to go within into the place of nothing, right? Nothing, of silence, of just being able to do nothing, not to feel responsible for anything, not to have to go anywhere or do anything, to just sit in that silent place and wait for clarity to come from the universe on what your next steps are. Because today we start the new round, the new 13-day spiral of consciousness, where we're going to be moving through 13 days with one choosing as the umbrella energy. So today's initiating energy, new beginning energy, it is a doorway, our opening, I think, for us to look at what comes ahead. And what comes ahead for us is all based in choosing. And choosing was ebb in the Mayan calendar. And I think I said this at the beginning, it was the representation of a road and the road having forks, right? The forking road. I know Tom is going to laugh at that one. And how we come to a choice point and what do we choose, right? So choosing energy is about listening to the heart and choosing from the heart. And in a way, it's also about choosing the path of service, because we're all here to serve, whether we're serving in a capacity to the universal energies, if we're serving in a capacity to the community or to a tribal energy, to our family, to ourselves even, we all have a path of service that we are here to embrace. And choosing the path of service means you have to really be aware of what's going on here, right here in your chest, not up here in your mind, right? We need to get aligned here with our hearts, right? But that can be challenging for us because we so depend upon our minds for that clarity. And making choices then in this particular 13-day period should all be about the heart-centered area of love and not choosing from fear, not choosing from judgment, not choosing from anything other than what does my heart tell me is correct for me, right? Or using, in other words, your type, strategy, and authority to make the right decisions. Understanding how your choices, the choices you make in your life, even the minor to the major, really reflect how much you are in your heart or how much you are in your head. And during this period of time, this 13 days, I would totally expect that throughout the days, we may be challenged with things coming up for us to make decisions about. And that, because we have to practice this, right? We have to practice choosing from the heart. So choosing a decision-making that is from the heart, but also understanding how every decision you make affects everyone in your world, as well as people that you don't even know in the world, right? So collectively, we make decisions, and individually, we make decisions, and they are all affecting the whole. And to think otherwise is to be pretty naive, right? Everybody's choices affect everybody. So we might be presented with that challenge after challenge during this period of time because we need to awaken to the true power that we all have. You might call it free will, but it's the power of choice, choosing in any instance what it is that you're going to do, right? How are you going to behave? How are you going to show up? So 13-day energies, right? We have this as the umbrella for every day that comes next. Even though the next days are all, you know, they have their own individual energy, this acts like the umbrella that sort of unifies the whole theme for this coming 13-day period of time. All right, let's see. Questions. Debbie T, my kind of girl, stay in your own lane. Kids these days, Pauline, Solia, good morning. My Chiron is seventh house Aquarius. Chiron, seventh house Aquarius. We're talking about the transiting Chiron, though, which is in Aries right now. So what that basically says is that you might have, this might show up for you in your relationships, in your marriage or your significant other type of relationship, even your business partnerships. That's where you might be challenged to work together and not be an island to yourself. Andy went into the void. I love it. Yesterday was a heavier day. The void was needed. Indeed. Indeed. Good morning, Sally Bowen. And Rueda says she was in the void yesterday. And the void, I think sometimes that's a scary thought, right? To go into the void because we're so used to all the noise and having, that feeling that we're not alone, that there's all this hustle and bustle around us. And when we go into that void, there's, complete quiet. And there's sometimes just nothing, right? And so we're tempted. Our mind is very tempted then to start thinking or to start putting in images to focus on and all of that. We are so uncomfortable with the thought of nothingness. So going into the void is a practice, I think, that we get to have every 13 days, right? We get to go into the sacred nothing. And in the sacred nothing comes the something, right? Out of that comes the something. And it's great to do that. Joanne, it's amusing to see what age any other is negotiating what they need to feel safe and express to each other energetically. Thank you for feeling safe with me. I'm yeah, that's packed. That's great. And you're welcome. And let's see, Christine, singing birds are beautiful signs. Yes, I heard interesting songs yesterday. Did you know that I read this in the Good News Network, right? That's where I'm going to get my news from now, on the Good News Network, that sparrows have a new song that they're singing. And I also saw an article quickly passed by my, you know, so many stories are coming out all the time, right? And we're sometimes just barraged with all this stuff. But I saw an article yesterday that came through about a wave of energy that is sweeping the planet, and scientists don't know what it is. Ah, I do, right? The wave pattern of potential, right? Of choice, of a new spiral of consciousness coming across the face of the planet. And of course, science will never understand that until they can actually measure it. but we know that it's there and that that's happening. Loanne, Saturday, it's on Saturday night, I'm dressing up as Dana Scully from The X-Files. Tomorrow, if I can make my wig work, I might show up as Dana Scully here on the morning show. So don't be surprised if you see me looking very odd. We'll see if my shirt comes in time, but I have other things I can do in case it doesn't come in. The wig came in, my ID badge came in, and so a couple of my grandkids are dressing up as Power Rangers. So you go back to the 90s and you just look at like what were the things that were big while he was a kid, right? In those 10 years or so. And so there was X-Files, there was Power Rangers, there was Ninja Turtles, different musicians that were out during that period of time. So my one daughter, the Jennifer, the busy one, she made up a playlist of all the music from that era. And it's just going to be really fun. And he's a Leo that doesn't always like that center of attention, and he's going to get it, right? He's going to be in the center. We'll see how he likes that. I have a friend of his helping us get him here because he lives on an island that you have to actually take a ferry to. So we need to get him here at the right time so that the surprise is intact. And the first thing he said to me when I tried to get him here to have a family dinner is, why do we have to do it on Saturday? Why can't we do it on Sunday? And I'm like, because it's on Saturday, right? Your brother has to work the next day. So you have to come on Saturday. And I'm like, oh, how do you do this with people? You know, your grown children, they all have lives of their own. They all have different things that they're busy doing as well. But it was fun to try to get all this together. And so we'll have fun. All right, let's start doing some readings. I have my list here on the back. Rueda was the first with a dragon card. And let's see. I did not want to come off. Let's see if I can do this neatly today. Usually I do not. And if I don't get to you today, there's always tomorrow, right? Tomorrow. The weekend isn't so crowded that we don't have enough time. It's just having 3 days. And I really want to look at closer the spiral of days that happen through the weekend in our Pleiadian calendar, because they get sort of, you know, short shrift because they're weekend days. And what we get for you, Rueda, is the aquamarine dragon from Neptune. Oof, that's a mouthful. The aquamarine dragon from Neptune. He's gorgeous, isn't he? And he almost looks like a seahorse. And it says, enables you to access your deepest soul wisdom. Spirituality and wisdom are available to you. Develop your psychic abilities and receive ineffable soul knowledge. Let's read the whole thing. So, aquamarine dragon from Neptune. I like that he has a specific place that he's from too. And 82, let's get here for you. All right. Neptune is the watery planet of advanced spirituality and enlightenment. The aquamarine dragons from this illumined planet carry the light of the universe, which contains spiritual information and knowledge. They will approach us and ask us to tune into them so that they can download this light into our energy fields. This will enable us to take information and know how to apply it wisely. As these gentle dragons flow round us, they also help us to access more of our ineffable soul knowledge and wisdom and pass it to others humbly, sincerely, and honestly. They have the ability to pour liquid light into us, which builds our crystalline light body more quickly and enables us to shine. They also enhance our psychic development by enabling our psychic chakras to open up more easily. We may find our subtle knowing is heightened after encountering them. And here's your guidance, Rueda. Aquamarine dragons from Neptune are water dragons. They will flow round you, surrounding you with their aquamarine energy and awakening your psychic abilities. Connect with them often, for each time you do, they will light up more of the keys and codes of your true essence. This will bring you soul contentment and a sense of your divine magnificence, and you will experience higher levels of enlightenment and see your world and the universe through different eyes. Your guidance is to drink a glass of blessed water as you tune in to these dragons. Then they will be able to touch you more profoundly. Love that. That is an awesome, we haven't had that dragon before, so it was interesting to see that. Ursula and the next couple of people want the Mayan cards. So let's bring the Mayans out to play. And here we go. Ursula, this is for you. She wanted a Mayan card. These guys are kind of, they're feeling heavy. I don't know what that means. Is that good or not? So for Ursula, you've got rhythm. The card is a number card. So number 3, right? That's a 3. And let's see what that might mean. The number 3. Oops, totally passed it. Here we go. So rhythm. And it says, luminous triangle made visible. Feel the pulse of the sacred current calling you home. The qualities of the 3, movement, change, flow, current creativity, current, and then creativity, integration, sacred trinity, comfort in change, non-struggle, floating downstream, non-resistance, cooperative alliance. 3 is the ray of rhythm, the galactic heartbeat of natural flow. This universal river offers you movement and all possibilities flow within its pulse. Open yourself to its current of change. Be comfortable with the process of transformation. Float downstream in non-resistance to what is being offered for your growth in daily life. Struggle itself is an indication of the functioning of ego rather than your essence, which knows that in truth, flow in change is the nature of reality. Drawing the number 3 suggests that there is something you desire to change or integrate into the natural flow of your life. Become the third point of light, created from the integration of polarity. Feel the pulse of the sacred trinity within you, revealing a new creation. Allow it to integrate that which seemingly has been lost, separated, or obscured from your light, your sight. If you have a tendency to be scattered in your creativity, focus your creative energy. Align with your intention to express your truth. Now is the time for the great mystery to reveal itself through you. Know yourself as the capstone of light. Allow your creativity to express the beauty and inspiration of your spiritual journey. I think that's a profound card. I think it probably has something to do for everyone here, because the South Node is sitting at the gate of light in your human design, the gate 11, which is on the Ajna moving down toward the throat, which is where ideas and inspiration that come in are kind of coalesced and wanting to have action taken on. So sometimes, you know, we are in resistance to that. So Ursula, this seems to suggest that there's just this flow that you need to go with, and for all of us to go within that. Cool. Allison wanted a Woto. I'm going to leave the Mayans out because the next two people wanted Mayan. Allison, let's go with Woto for you. We haven't dusted this deck off. It's funny, when I really want clear guidance, I go to Woto, Wisdom of the Oracle, which for some of you who are new, is a card deck by Colette Baron-Reed, Wisdom of the Oracle, Woto. And fabulous cards, all of her card decks are. And I have other favorites too, though. They're all out here. You guys have all of my favorites right here. Okay, Allison. Ooh, happy, happy. Happy, happy. I love this card. It was upside down. So happy, happy is the card that you get. It is the card number 26, which is an 8. And look, she's standing on a lock, right? Like she's transcended the lock. She's transcended where she's been stuck, perhaps. And even though it was in protection mode, I will bet you this is still a very fabulous card to have pulled today. What's the next one? There we go. The essential meaning of the card is joy and contentment, a sense of fulfillment, a feeling that all is well. And the protection message says, lighten up, because this is the time to be ridiculous and silly. See the world through the eyes of a clown and don't take yourself or any situation right now too seriously. Have fun, be playful, and make laughter the order of the day. You'll be surprised by how everything just seems to fall into place when humor leads the way. Being happy and lighthearted is a wonderful icebreaker. Life is meant for play as well as work, for laughter as well as tears, for celebration as well as focus. Spirit wants to sparkle through you today. Smile and enjoy each breath and each moment. Miracles lie in the silly things today. Lighten up, Allison! Dance, play, sing. Very Leo energy. Take a day off. Enjoy your daughter. Hang out with her. She's what, 11 now? 10 or 11? I'm sure her energy will take you into fun and play. Camilla, you are next, and you wanted a Mayan card. So I have the Mayan cards here that I just turned. Oh, I thought I turned it upside down. I did not. There's an actual card that matches the back, and one just went flying for you. Number 9, greater cycles, ciclos más grandes. All right, there you go. So in Mayan numbers, the bar it represents 5, and then the dots each are 1. So there's a 5 and a 4, so we have 9. So 9, I think we've had this one before. I like this idea of cycles of time because it makes sense to me that everything happens. We've noticed before, I'm sure, that patterns repeat, right? That what goes around comes around, all that kind of stuff. Okay, where did my numbers go here? And the 9 here represents these greater cycles of time. So here's the little poem. Thread of grand design in the tapestry of light, on the loom of the great cycles, weave your pattern. The qualities are completion, expansion, mastery, larger cycles of time, fulfillment, and grand design. 9 is the ray of the greater cycles, the foundation of self-opening to the 4 points of measure and cycle. It is the grand design, the unfolding order of the larger pattern. With 9, you are being offered the embrace of longed-for completion. Fulfill your pattern, your circle. Embody the mastery and wisdom you came to express. This ray asks you to be rather than try to be. Embody the wisdom of the larger cycles. Become the one who shines the light for others. You are the humanitarian whose being unfolds the larger pattern of the new earth. In the grand cycle of time, 9 is the number of completion and expansion. What is it that you are being asked to complete? Can you see the clues to this cycle of completion? As you expand, shed old patterns that do not support your growth. Receive completion's fulfillment. You are poised on an arc of a grand cycle of time. In this cycle, time and space fold, past and future merge, and lifetimes meld in completion. Join in the fulfillment of the mystery of the triple triangle by offering your mastery to be woven into the larger loom of reality. That's pretty cool, Camilla. Andy also wanted a Mayan card. So, Andy, here is your card. What is it with the numbers this morning? And your card, Andy, is dissonance. It is 5, 10, 11 and dissonance. That's interesting because I always think of 11 as illumination, as the light. So let's see what dissonance has to do with all of that. I don't believe we've had this one before. So for Andy, it says, stripped down to essence, marrow of light, beyond definition, your soul takes flight. The qualities, change, disintegration, letting go, stripping away, complexity moving to simplicity, innovator, systems buster. 11 is the ray of dissonance. The foundation is self combined with the foundation of essence of self, catalyzed by the point of unity. 11 is the process of disintegration, stripping away the layers down to your core essence. Unity, the great illuminator, is transforming patterns and structures, freeing you from things that no longer serve your emerging wholeness. Look through the surface appearance of your process. Let complexity dissipate, becoming the blessing of simplicity. In drawing 11, cherished ideals, beliefs, and images of all kinds are being brought up for you to re-examine, illuminate, and transform. Examine what appears dissonant in your life. Let go! ! Embrace the disintegration process without resisting or judging it. The rigid walls of your resistances are being broken down. Going through your resistances and boundaries prepares a space for greater wisdom. You are becoming an open system. If you have drawn this card, you are being called to be an innovator, a systems buster, an agent for change. Anything that is overdefined or inflexible is fair game for change. Likewise, anything that presents presently defines and limits you is being stripped away. Expect clearing and change. As your facade crumbles and your walls come tumbling down, the true illumination of self bursts through. I think that is also a part of the energy through astrology this week that we've already seen, right? Letting go, stripping down, getting to your essence, your core. Kind of cool. Camilla, Andy, J-Lo, you are next. And you wanted a Galactic Heritage card. This is a deck by, what was her name? Lissa Royal Holt, Galactic Heritage cards. And they are pretty darn awesome. They take our star, other star systems and their wisdom, how they merged through the chaotic times that we are also experiencing here on Earth in our development. And they help us gain wisdom to be able to move on. I just saw something so clearly in my mind's eye, you guys. I always wondered, like, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm like a fish out of water. Like I came to this planet, I have distinct memories of unity and love. And it's very confusing when you are on a planet where there's just a bunch of BS that's happening, right? A bunch of shit that goes on day to day. And I just saw so clearly that I've likely been on other star systems and I came here to help Earth through this at this time. So I wonder how many of you out there have also felt that way and then have maybe that as an aha moment for you as well, that you've placed yourself here purposely so that you could shine that particular light. Your card, J-Lo, is Healing Crisis and Purging. It is Orion, and here's what the card looks like. I know the art on these cards is really kind of interesting. Not quite sure that the art ever fits, but somehow there's a message in there. There's symbols in there. Card 56, which is an 11. So let's see what Healing Crisis and Purging is all about. What are you letting go of? Because that's the first thing that comes to mind for me when I look at that. Okay. Why is this so small? Whenever healing takes place, so does purging. This means that the old toxic energy has to be released. Often we interpret this release as a sign that things are getting worse. They are not. Even on Earth now, as we are purging and transforming, it looks like we are getting sicker. How profound. But we are actually releasing a lot of old toxic energy. This card asks you to not fear this purging process because it is an essential part of transformation. In fact, seek it out. It is time to let go of some ancient patterns that you have carried for lifetimes. As they release, know that the purge is a good sign of healing. This card is also referring to the era of Orion history in which polarity conflicts were beginning to heal. The healing of polarity in Orion actually happened very quickly compared to other civilizations, and thus they had to go through a lot of rapid detoxification of old belief systems and ways of being. Polarity integration and healing is happening on Earth as well, but more slowly than it did on Orion. And this creates a lot of chaos that is seen in the world around us. It is important to believe that sometimes there is a higher reason for chaos and pain. It can be a sign of profound transformation. When you have this experience of pain and chaos in your life, look closely at what needs to be changed or transformed. It is likely that this aspect of you is crying out for change or even a death of an old way of being. If you move with the flow of this energy, despite the chaos around you, and stay connected to your inner truth, you can navigate through this temporary pain and confusion and emerge on the other side into a more integrated, healthy, and happy you. If this card is in your reading, it may refer to a lifetime during this era in Orion, or it may also refer to a dramatic change happening or needing to happen in your life right now. Pay attention to the message and trust that chaos, pain, and purging are not always negative things, but can lead to profound healing. Whew. That's the second time we've gotten purging kind of energy through the cards. And remember, if you're not getting a card reading, it doesn't mean that this doesn't pertain to you, right? Because we're all in this together. We're all tied and interconnected with one another here this morning. And those of you who listen later, so come to understand that these are all readings for all of us, not just this one in particular for J-Lo or Andy's or Camilla's or Allison's or anybody else's that we did or will do. It is everybody. Okay. Patricia, Woto. Oh, Woto. Let me get the galactics out of my way here for a moment. And Wisdom of the Oracle. There we go. So this is for Patricia. That one wants to jump out at me. Round and around. And it was upside down. So it looks like this to my point of view. If we flip it, you see it's like a conch shell, a spiral. Round and round, card number 25, which is a 7. Round and around, but upside down. So in protection. And 25. Round and around. The essential meanings are the spiral quality of events when a lesson isn't quite integrated, cycles you are challenged to break, revisiting a pattern from a new perspective. Are you guys seeing a pattern in the cards today? It's amazing. Here is the protection message for you, Patricia. Are you refusing to see your own personal responsibility for repeating lessons you don't need to relearn? You have to surrender now to the fact that you are the common denominator in all these repeat performances. Be happy, for this is a wonderful spot to be in. You can now see the cycles that you wish to exit. Once you figure out that you have the power to stop going round and around and around, you possess the key to your own freedom. Be good to yourself. It's not about blame, but accountability. You can have the abundant life filled with love and prosperity that Spirit so wants for you. I think there is a profound message running through these cards today. Pixie says, whatever. Pixie. I get that Pixie might need a dragon today. Dragons. There be dragons. Let's do this. So Pixie. Picking up muddledness for you, Pixie. What's confusing you in your life? Whoa, here you are. This might help. An earth and air dragon represents a perfect balance of heaven and earth. Stay balanced, ground your visions, manifest your hopes and dreams. And isn't that a beautiful one? Earth and air dragon. Dragon book over here. Earth and air. Earth and air. Earth and air, earth and fire, earth and water, earth and air. There you are, 26. I'm not sure if we've had this one before, but here we go. Okay, so Pixie. Fourth dimensional brown and blue earth and air dragons breathe life force, hope, and vitality into our hopes and dreams while enabling us to ground them. They bring us into balance and harmony so that our visions can manifest in physical reality. To do this, we first picture our castle in the air and then ground it. These glorious dragons help us with the process. Here's your guidance, Pixie. This card indicates it is time to clarify your hopes and intentions. Ask the brown and blue earth and air dragons to illuminate your visions. Then ask them to help you take all the action necessary to bring those visions into physical reality. This will re-energize your life. These dragons also offer you assistance in rising above your challenges while remaining grounded in the beautiful vibration of earth. They enable you to find the perfect balance so that your life can truly flow with grace and ease. So call on them now and ask them to help you understand the purpose of your life's lessons and see the highest good in all people and situations. As you see the lessons presented to you on your ascension pathway from a new perspective, your life will be filled with joy and purpose. Let the earth and air dragons breathe their life force into each of your 12 chakras and bring your life into balance and harmony. Relax as they do, and you will have a sense of calm and equilibrium as you walk your divine path. Very nice. So grounding to help clear up whatever that confusion is or unclarity in your life. All right, so Pixie, after her is Jen. Jen Lack 06. And I know your name, and it's escaping me at the moment. Is it Jenny, maybe? Let's see. She wanted a goddess card, so let's move her goddesses into the picture here. All right, so this is for Jen, who we know is Jen Lack, whose name I'm assuming is Jenny. What I remember anyway, might not be. So this is for you, goddesses. Give us empowerment messages and alignment messages. And you get Skuld, S-K-U-L-D. She represents the future. She was in an alignment message. So card number 46 is a 10, which is a 1. Skuld, S-K-U-L-D. That says the future, but she was upside down. Doesn't she just have this beautiful etheric quality, though? I swear she's like a star herself. So let's see what she means for you, Jen Lack. And 46. Okay, so again, she was upside down, which gives us an alignment message for you. And it says, when you become overly fixated on the future, you rob yourself of the capacity to truly co-create a life that is meaningful and rich. It's because doing so gives your power away to something, some destination that has no substance. It's like you were wandering around in a ghostly place that the goddess Skuld warns you to avoid. Perhaps you've been taught that better things come later, like getting to the wonders of heaven after difficulties on earth. The truth is that you can get back into alignment. So consider this. Your life now and how you respond to it are the seeds that will grow into your future. Your alignment task is to remove all the weeds before they choke life out of your intentions. Bless your life today. Find the lessons in the conditions of your world and be compassionate to yourself and to others. We are all learning to find strength in our most vulnerable selves as the world changes rapidly around us. The goddess Skuld is with you all the way and always. And she's a Norse goddess. The goddess Skuld, who rules the destiny of gods and men, says, stay true to the moment. It's your greatest power. So being in the moment, not so fixated on a future that you keep putting off today for a tomorrow and miss all the signs and all the juiciness that's happening right now. Okay. So after Jen was Christine, and I think Christine, you asked for any card, right? I don't think you specified a card. I'm thinking Mayan for you. Funny thing, I had the goddess in my hand and I was going to say goddess and then that Mayan popped out instead. Funny how that works. I think I'm going to say one thing, but Spirit has a different idea. So for you, a Mayan oracle, Christine Buckingham, I believe was your name. And Christine, it is dreamer and dreamed. Look at that, right? That is a wonderful spiral. Looks like a tunnel, a wormhole perhaps. Dreamer and dreamed. So that's not one of the Mayan symbols. So there's no numbers on these cards either. So these are lenses. Is that what that says? The lenses. It is a lens. And this is quite long. So hang in there with me, okay, Christine? The qualities of dreamer and dreamed, destiny, personal dream, synchronicity, mosaic of meaning, the larger dream, conscious dreamer, networker, connector, imaginal cell, myth maker. This is going to be fun. Your personal dream is unfolding, Christine. You are the dreamer revealing the dream. Be present, be aware. Remember that you are the ancient sage who carries the wisdom of lifetimes into this moment, and that this dream offers you the opportunity to merge all that you have been and may become. Time and space are folding. Stop and feel the interweaving of threads in the new dream. Be aware of potent dreams, chance meetings, catalytic books, and unusual encounters. As you recognize these threads from the larger dream, an exciting tapestry of meaning and purpose emerges. The dreamer is awakening. Destiny is dawning. See how your past has brought you into the present and how the present catapults you into the future. Watch for strong feelings and intuitive knowing, patterns, images, colors, sounds, and sensations. Bring the mythic expression of yourself into the dream of your daily life. Ask yourself the questions, what do I want? What brings me joy? Clearly focus on the answer to these deceptively simple questions. Dream the dream awake. Free yourself from the way you normally view the world. You are the dreamer and the dreamed. In the collective dream field, all things are possible and are constantly being created. By choosing to become a conscious dreamer, you are helping to create the new reality of the larger dream, the greater reality unfolding. We are the conscious dreamers, the myth makers. Through our thoughts and actions, we are co-creating the end of the consciousness movie that completes sometime around 2013. We are the directors and the transformation, the imaginal cells within the nutritive soup of the chrysalis, which will birth the butterfly of a new consciousness on Earth. Let us create the new dream together. Just a quick moment of explanation as to why that would have been a date that was thrown out. At the end of the Mayan calendar, the wisdom in the end of that particular round of the calendar, not that the calendar ended and is never going to be again, because there was another count that kept on counting. And this particular time period, though, indicated by the end of the long count calendar, represented a cutting of the puppet strings, if you will, right? No longer was there this overriding evolutionary intent that everything that we needed in order to become conscious co-creators had been given, we had been imbued with. And what we're seeing is that sort of in the last 7 years here, from 2012 to 2013, is the struggle that happens once there's no longer, you know, that adult presence, right? Think about when we were 18 or 17, whenever we moved on, we went to college and we began our life without our parents telling us every day what time we had to be home or what time to go to bed or what, you know, to do. So we're sort of like those teenagers right now that have had those puppet strings are cut. And we are becoming those conscious creators, the myth makers, as it is in the book here. So the card for you then, Christine, is about that very powerful time where we were let go from the strings that attached us to the type of evolution. Now it's all in our hands as co-creators. So very powerful card indeed. Loanne, and this will be our last one for today, wants a spirit animal card. And let's do that one. I love the spirit animals as well. I'm running out of space. Okay, so Loanne, this is for you. the spirit animals. And again, all these cards, really, even though we think this is for Loanne, are going to have something to do with us as well. Christine's card, Genlac, everybody's cards. You get spider spirit in protection. It was upside down. Make your dreams real. Card number 56, which is an 11, which really fits with enlightenment and the light, illumination. It's very spiritual. And it's very creative. Make your dreams real. So Loanne, let's read what this is about for you. I think we've had this card before. It's a beautiful card. Spider spirit. And the protection message, as it was upside down, says, are you expecting your dreams to weave themselves into reality? Are you stuck in the sticky web of weaving dreams but never following through? The thread of intention isn't enough to make dreams a reality unless you do your part in the weaving. Spider spirit wants you to know that your plans will remain ephemeral unless you commit to being productive and industrious, for spirit will not do it all for you. Magic needs to be instigated, so begin to make your dream a reality by taking action today. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? Can you release your limiting beliefs? Your dream is worthy of weaving. Today is a day to choose one small step, just one small step toward your dream. Remember, spirit is your weaving partner. You just have to be the first one to bring the thread to the loom, then continue to do your part. So get out there and dance, right? Get out there and create. Bring one step. That's all it asks. One step. And then the other, and then the other. Spider spirit. Lovely card. Lovely reminder, I think, for all of us. All right. Well, hey, we did that. And in a timely manner, it's 9-1-1. So if you're in the central time zone, it's now 11-11. And yeah, time to really see what you're focusing on, what's new and what's coming out for you. I'm going to go take a look at comments before I leave. And wow, lots of comments. Okay, wishing everyone a fine day from Mimi, Puffing Pixie. Thank you, Gina. That's right. Genlac is Gina, not Jenny. Thank you for that correction, Jen. And everybody just saying thank you. Remove the weeds, Rueda says. I like that. Christine says, cool. Genlac, ironic, pulling weeds in yard. Thank you. So all the cards, they were really cool today, I think. And great, great messages. Christine says, wow, awesome card and message. Was in the process of an extremely difficult divorce from a narcissist at that time. Wow, wow, wow. And hopefully you're coming out of that now and really being you, right? Shining your beautifulness. J-Lo, thank you so much for being awesome. Thank you. May you receive all the members needed to flourish for being so informative to us all. Thank you. I accept that. Loanne says, thank you. Spot on. Loved it. Pauline, what was the website to get free natal chart and human design? Go to living-astrology.com. I'm going to type that in here. That's not how you do that. Living-astrology.com. If you forget the hyphen, you will go to someone else's website, and he's pretty gracious about letting me know when that happens. But that is the website. You'll look for your free astrology chart and your free human design chart and report. And Adrian Jones, many blessings, everybody. I love it. All right, everybody, take care. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the void if you need to, or enjoy that new beginning. Whatever it is you need, go out and do it. Get it.